How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People, and I'm back to share another idea to help you live more consciously. Today, our topic is on distractions and how this deals with our self-development journey, with our journey of becoming more aware, more conscious, of discovering our higher nature. So before we get into it, I want to share a little story, a little Sufi story. So there is this man, and he's outside of his house. He's on his hands and knees, and he's frantically looking for something. And this is at nighttime. And one of his neighbors is walking by, and he asks him, "Hey, what are you looking for? What are you doing?" And he says, "I'm looking for my house key. I lost it." He says, "Well, when was the last time you had it?" And he points over to near his house, to a dark area, and he says, "Oh, last time I had it was somewhere over there." And then he says, "So why are you looking for it here?" And he said, "Because the light is here, the street light is shining here." So this amusing little story is just to illustrate that we are all looking for something in the wrong place, in all the wrong places, and this is the story of humanity. We're all looking for happiness in all the wrong places. And eventually everybody discovers this, finds this out. As Jim Carrey recently said, I wish that everybody became rich and famous so that they realize it's not the answer. And that goes along with this story. So today our topic is on distractions. And I would say that most people would agree that our favorite way to distract ourselves in modern day life is through entertainment. Entertainment is such a big industry because of this. We idolize and glorify our entertainment industry. And I just see entertainment as a little mental entrainment. And you know, there's nothing wrong with taking a little break and having a little fun with watching some videos, listening to some music. But it's become an obsession in our society, right? You can observe just in your daily life, people on the subway, everybody is desperately and obsessively keeping themselves distracted with entertainment. So if you're on the self-development journey, you know that a lot of the spiritual exercises that we learn, such as meditation, is just simply to learn to observe a lot of our inner processes, let's say our thinking process. And our thinking process is so strong, so powerful, that for many of us, we are totally hypnotized by it. We derive our sense of identity. And you know, the average person, I believe, has around 50,000 thoughts every day. So this is to say that the mind, our intellectual center, is nothing but movement. The mind is movement. And a majority of those thoughts are just the previous day's thoughts. So we constantly just repeat and repeat, because we're identified to our memories, to the story that we start to become attached to, that we call I, or whatever your name is. And we constantly repeat the same patterns over and over. It becomes unconscious, mechanical patterns. And this is all just movement. So when we're starting to slow down by observing our mind with some of our spiritual practices, you know, our intellectual identity, our ego, senses this. It senses that we are trying to slow down. And it knows that if we slow down completely, then we will be with our inner stillness. We will be beyond all labels. But because our ego is just thought, and if you have 50,000 thoughts, you know, that means that most people never experience the gap between their thoughts. Very seldomly throughout their day. Not in any meaningful way. So the ego, when it starts to sense that you're slowing down, it knows that no movement is its death. So what does it do? It finds all the ways that I can to distract ourselves. And now it's so easy, right? Because it has this beautiful avenue called entertainment at its disposal to constantly keep us distracted from, like the Sufi story, finding our key where we know it is. We know that it's an inner stillness. We know that if we can just quiet our inner space long enough, we will be able to intuitively sense our presence, our higher nature, but we just can't slow down long enough to become well acquainted with our inner stillness. So the message for today is, when you catch yourself, if you start to learn to observe yourself objectively, you will see how your mind will just try to convince you to distract, keep you distracted. So if you see that you are just being mindless with your entertainment consumption, then to step back and really observe this movement and say no to it, and instead try to go in the other direction of doing your inner work, of trying to become established in that stillness. And the more you get acquainted with that, the easier it will be to not fall prey to the mind's constant yearning to keep itself entertained and to keep you distracted from discovering your inner truth. So that's the message for today, guys. Learn to consume your entertainment consciously and to really limit it. You know, a lot of our entertainment really kills a lot of brain cells, right? It's pretty crazy, I think. So, if you're new to my channel, I suggest that you also check out a video called How to Not Be a Smartphone Zombie. It goes along with today's topic, and it will help you to learn to use your attention in a conscious way so that you will be able to direct your attention inwardly and be able to be aware of the external and internal simultaneously, and this will help you to just be more conscious and to not be so easily distracted. As you build up this conscious muscle, then these automatic movements of the mind will not be able to grab you, so you won't be distracted and just be totally consumed by this mindless entertainment. Alright guys, with that said, I hope you're watching this video and doing it consciously. I hope I don't become part of your entertainment. Alright guys, take care. Peace.